Joining us now by phone is Lissa Radke, U.S. Coordinator with the Lake Superior Binational Forum. Lissa joins us from her office at the Sigur Olson Environmental Institute at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Hello, Lissa.
Good morning, Marnie.
Well, we visit with you monthly on WTIP, Lissa, but remind us what the Lake Superior Binational Forum is all about.
Sure. The Lake Superior Binational Forum is a group of 24 citizen stakeholders that come from small and large communities all around the lake, each bringing a different perspective about how they use the lake and would like to see it managed. And then we also do, maybe six or seven different environmental education and outreach projects, including the annual Environmental Stewardship Awards program that we'll be talking about this morning.
And I guess that's what you're going to be telling us, what ways people can be involved with your efforts.
That's right. We have this annual award that we've been running since 2004, where we invite people, including young people, adults, groups, businesses, communities, municipalities, tribes, and we ask them to tell us what they're doing to help protect the lake or restore the natural environment around the lake. And then a binational panel of judges reads all of the nominations, and we choose those that are doing the most outstanding work to serve as leaders for what others might be able to do in their own communities. So this year we had seven winners on both sides of the border and three from Minnesota. So we're really excited to spread the good news about their work.
And what are some of those awards, Lissa?
Well, the first one we'll talk about is the U.S. Business Award. And actually, the forum gave an award to Inn on Lake Superior in Canal Park in Duluth for the second time. They have done so much throughout their hotel that when they first were nominated in 2009, they were just hands-down winner for up to 30 different eco initiatives. They do everything from reduce water usage throughout the hotel from each individual guest room out to how they water their landscape. They reduce energy. They recycle about 70% of their waste. They purchase environmentally safe cleaning materials. They have gotten rid of 100% of their styrofoam in their breakfast dining facility. They have zero plastic in their dining facility. Even their key cards are 100% recycled plastic. They use Energy Star appliances. They use special laundry machines that save energy and water when they're doing thousands of pounds of laundry every day. They do not use any hazardous chemicals on their landscape outside. So they're really setting the standard very high for lodging facilities all around the lake. I've never heard of a lodging facility of this size that has done such comprehensive sustainable initiatives in one building. These are not just good ideas to do. These are good economical solutions, too. They're saving a lot of money. And they have won several awards from state departments in Green Star and Green Energy Traveling. In fact, here at the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute, we're holding a very large wilderness conference in Duluth in September. And because we're an environmentally focused group, we look for these kinds of businesses. And we're proud to have our two-day conference on Lake Superior in September because we want to support businesses that are doing these kinds of things. So it makes good economic sense all the way around.
Well, that's great. Well, and you have two more awards that you want to mention.
The Western Lakes Superior Sanitary District, also referred to as WLSSD, provides solid waste oversight and wastewater services for 530 square miles around Duluth, serving eight different communities. And they also have won several national awards for their comprehensive suite of programs that they offer, including a composting site, a hazardous waste collection site. They have solid waste transfer stations. They have an enormous reuse capacity where you can bring in good usable items in good condition, and they can be taken there and picked up by other people. So it's a great community location to share things that you don't want, someone else might. They have a very extensive education program where they talk about the dangers of burn barrels and how burning in our backyard produces a lot of air pollution that rains down into the lake. They have an extensive pharmaceutical collection program where you can bring your unused medications and personal care products to be disposed of safely. and they give us a lot of tips about how to do non-hazardous lawn care maintenance. So it's another powerhouse sitting on the shores of Lake Superior. They're responsible for keeping the wastewater from our own homes and businesses from entering the lake before it's cleaned properly. So they've got a lot of power and responsibility, and really, once again, are leading the way, not just in this Lake Superior Basin, but across the whole country.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And Lisa, we probably should let everyone know that they can visit the website, WLSSD.com. And there's everything from A to Z on recycling information, which I found really helpful when I visited it. Now, there's one more organization.
The College of St. Scholastica won in the organization category. They had a group of students called the Green Vision Student Group, or it's a club, and they decided that in the spring when they all go home and leave school, that they were throwing away a lot of things that other students might be able to use, including household appliances and household decorations, even furniture and some electronics. And so they worked with an advisor to set up a reuse, kind of a garage sale. They set up with the university, or the college, I should say, options to put all of reusable materials in trailers around the campus in the spring before they left. And students who were there in the summer sorted those out and priced them and sold them back to incoming students in the fall, so that they just kind of recycled or reused all the materials that were still good. And they took the proceeds from that sale and donated it to their campus Habitat for Humanity club as a fundraiser.
Well, that sounds like that was a real win-win. Well, we're talking with Lisa Radke of the Lake Superior Binational Forum. And for more information about the forum and issues affecting the Lake Superior Basin, visit superiorforum.org. And as always, thanks so much, Lisa, for your great information.
Great to talk with you, Marnie. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This feature was funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act of 1972. As amended by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in conjunction with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. The statements, findings, conclusions, and recommendations are those of the producer and do not necessarily reflect the views of NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, or Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.